أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته brothers and sisters so alhamdulillah we start with the praise of Allah and sending درود السلام upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam And we thank Allah to give this another opportunity to come here and gather on Friday prayer to remember Allah. So with the same reference, today I have selected Suratul Jumu'ah. And we will cover the overview of Suratul Jumu'ah. And we will try to learn some lessons from this surah. This is the surah number 62. It has 11 verses and it is Madani Surah. I started with these two verses of this surah so that we can start inshallah. But I will tell you how, when and what is the background of the revelation of this surah. So this surah is revealed in two stages. And it has two sections. So the first section is from verse number 1 to 8. And the second section is from verse number 9 to 11. The first section was revealed 7th year of Hijrah at the occasion of conquest of Khaybar. That's why in this section Allah addressed Jewish community. When Allah say, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ So this yeah, O people, هَادُوا means Jewish people. And then the second verse, the second section, which is verse number 9 to 11, was revealed shortly after the migration to Medina when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam established Friday prayers. Which was the fifth day of his arrival to Medina. So these verses were revealed, the last three verses of Surah Jumu'ah were revealed when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam established Friday prayer. And what happened? People were new to Islam, and at the same time when the sermon of Friday prayer was going on, another business caravan, Qafla, that was business caravan, it arrived to Medina. And then people heard the commotion of that caravan, like drums and all that entertainment things. And then they left Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Friday sermon. And everybody almost left to get to the caravan to get the good deals. Like to do some business transactions or to enjoy the caravan. So this is the background of these verses. So these verses were revealed where Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jumu'ati fas'au ila dhikrillah wa dharul ba'i. So to rush towards remembrance of Allah rather rushing towards business transactions. So these are the verses. So this is just the background of revelation. Now I will start to drive some lesson from Suratul Jumu'ah. So surah start with the tasbih of Allah. Yusabbihu lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil earth. So everything which is in between heavens and earth, they glorify Allah. And then who is Allah? Al-Malik al-Quddus al-Aziz al-Hakim. Four attributes of Allah. So these four attributes are mentioned here. Quran is full of Allah's attribute. Allah's attribute are mentioned everywhere. So these are four which are mentioned here. Now we will see the relationship with these four of these four attributes to another verse which is where Allah mentioned about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his responsibilities. Why Allah sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So there are four responsibility as well. So now we will establish that relationship between these four names of Allah and four responsibilities of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the next verse says, "Huwa alladhi ba'atha fil ummiina rasulan minhum yatlu alaihim ayat." So that Allah, who is Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim, He sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what are the responsibilities of Prophet Muhammad? Yatlu alaihim ayatihi. He recites Allah's verses upon people. Wa yuzakkihim. He purifies them. Wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba. And he teaches the kitab, Al-Quran. And wal hikmah. And he teaches wisdom to people. So these four responsibilities are actually Prophet Muhammad's responsibilities. That's the reason he was sent. So now we will see these four attributes of Allah and these four responsibilities. This is the first section of our speech today. And then we will conclude some lesson quickly, inshallah. And this is our khutbah. So Al-Malik. Al-Malik means the king. The Allah is Al-Malik, the king. And what? Look at this. Allah is the king and he sent a prophet. And that prophet recites his verses. Who is the king? Definitely people need to know about the king. And we need to appreciate king. And we need to hear his signs, his verses. So what prophet does? He recites his, who is the king, his signs to us. So this is first responsibility and the link between the king and the verses of king. So prophet recites to us Allah, who is the king, his verses. And he, Quran talks about Allah's attributes and who is Allah. So many verses are related to Allah. This is first relationship. The second one, Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus means pure, holy. So what is the meaning of Quddus? It comes from Quds. Look, when we say taqaddus, taqdis, so Allah is pure. And what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does? Yuzakkihim. So he purifies us. So same relation, another relationship. So Allah is pure. So he sends Prophet to purify us. So this is another relationship. So now we need to understand this relationship of Allah's name, four names and four responsibility. And then the third name of Allah which is mentioned, Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz means authority, almighty. So when there is authority, and then definitely that authority sends some charter to the humanity, to his people. So Allah is authority, so he sends the book, which is his charter and rules and regulation to live this life according to the authority guidelines. So what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam does, he teaches that book, which is from the authority. And who is authority? Allah Al-Aziz. So this is the relationship between the third name of Allah and the third responsibility of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is that? Yu'allimuhumul kitaba. So Allah is the authority. He sends the book. And who teaches that book to us? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And another thing which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches is hikmah. And if you see the last name of Allah, which is mentioned in this first verse, Al-Hakim. Hakim and Hikmah, same words, same thing. So Allah is all wise, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us wisdom as well. So these four verses, beautiful, two verses, four attributes of Allah and four responsibilities of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are mentioned here, which is amazing relationship between these two verses. And I will just summarize these four things. The king, so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recites the verses of the king. Al-Quddus, so Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to purify us, the humanity. So he teaches how to be purified because Allah is Quddus. And the third one is يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, and Allah is Al-Aziz, authority. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches the charter and the book which was sent by authority, which is Al-Aziz Allah, to all of us. And Al-Hikmah is actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches Al-Hikmah, which is wisdom. And what is Hikmah? Actually Sunnah. So Quran and Sunnah. So Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us Al-Quran and Al-Hikmah, which is Al-Quran and Sunnah. So these two things. So this is the relationship and the lesson which we can derive from this surah are amazing. You know, this surah is amazing. And this surah has so many other, you know, verses and lessons. So another very highlighted message which we can take from this surah is, if Allah give knowledge to us, so look at this verse. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُوا أَسْفَارَ. So those were giving Torah, they did not take care of their responsibility, and they did not follow. So what does it mean? Is actually the knowledge is upon the donkey. So let's say a donkey is carrying a load and he doesn't know what it is. So this is as if we are giving knowledge and we don't practice. That is as if we are like donkey. We carry the load and we just want to get rid of that load and we don't follow that. So this is actually the message. So those people who were giving knowledge of the scriptures but did not take it on board are like the donkey that carries a load which it cannot benefit from. So donkeys cannot take any benefit from the load. So this is another message. And then Allah, Jewish people says, we are the most favorite nation and people of Allah. So Allah challenged them. Okay, if you say that, then you need to prove that. How? So wish Allah. Like if you are saying you will go to heaven, then just wish death. Just so you just die right now and go to heaven. But they don't wish that because they are scared. They are scared from death. So this is actually another message. So if we follow Allah's commands and we perform good deeds, then we will not have any fear of death. So this is actually another message which we can take from this verse. And another beautiful message which we can take, like if we run from the death, we cannot run from it. And the death will come to us wherever we are and whatever we are doing. So death will come and catch us. So this is the message. This is the verse number 7 of Surah Jumu'ah. We are covering Surah Al-Jumu'ah. And now I am just wrapping up with the last message. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil jum'ati fas'au ila dhikrillah wa dharul ba'id. So when you hear the call towards the salah, so you have to rush towards salah. And you have to wrap up your transaction and quit your transaction and come to salah. So this is very important verse. And now we see normal practice. We delay, and we come at the end when just Jamaat is about to happen. So this is another very important message. And this is like a command. The notes which I have, it says, it is sinful to engage in worldly activities while unprepared for Jummah. And once Azan is called, you have to rush to Jummah. And after that, so the next... And zalikum khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun, this is better for you if you know. Because we don't know why it is better, that's why we don't rush and we continue our worldly matters, and then we arrive at the end. And then look at this. So Allah says, when the salah is completed, then you can go back and complete your transaction and look for better opportunities, because Allah adds barakah. Because look at this. Wabtaghu min fadlillah. So Allah says, wabtaghu min fadlillah. After Salah, we need to look for Allah's barakah, Allah's mercy. So this is another. And waskurullaha kaseeran la'allakum tuflihun. And after Salah, we need to engage in more remembrance of Allah. So waskurullaha kaseeran la'allakum tuflihun. Because this is better for us. And we will be succeeded. Wa idha ra'aw tijaratan. If you see. So look, if those people, this ayah is reflect when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving sermon, Friday prayer, khutbah. And people heard the caravan, business caravan, and everybody rushed to that and left Prophet over there alone. So in this verse, Allah says that business transaction and those entertainment and those trade is better than actually Allah's zikr. And you have to, and Allah, if you follow Allah's commands, is better than those transactions. So we have to understand these two verses. Whenever it's time for Friday prayer, we have to rush towards Friday prayer, and we have to stop those transactions and arrive to the masjid, which is a better in front of Allah. And Allah, wallahu khairu raziqeen, and Allah is the best who provide the provision. He is the best provider of the provision. So these are the lessons of this Surah Al-Jumu'ah today. May Allah enable us to practice what we learned, and may Allah give us tawfiq to give the respect to Friday, day of Friday. This is actually the day of gathering. And this reminds us the day of gathering, of the big gathering, Yawmul Jum'ah, Yawmul Jama'ah, which is actually Yawmul Hashar. So this every week we come here and we remind that big gathering, which is the day of judgment. And the message is, Prophet came to teach four things to us. Yatlu alayhim ayati, recites verses, and to purify us, to teach the book of Allah, and to teach us the wisdom. And how it comes when we follow the Quran, and the implementation of this done by this Friday prayer. Every week Allah asks us to come and gather for Friday prayer and remember Allah and recite some Quran and learn some message and lessons. So this is the whole process of implementation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching and Quranic teachings. So may Allah make it easy for us to respect Friday, the day of Friday, and to prepare for Friday the way it should be. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.